Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a follow-up report with Kentucky Ag Department state apiarist Tammy Horn Potter. In our report with her last week, she noted that Kentucky was putting finishing touches on its new state pollinator protection plan, with one major element establishing prescribed best management practices.
Another big goal for our state is to increase pollinator habitat. And many different entities have taken that one and run with it. Columbia Natural Gas has worked at increasing pollinator habitat on their rights of way. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet received some good press on their pollinator habitat zones that many people see on the interstates. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife has been working with Shakertown and other different entities.
Another sign of progress seems small, but interest in beekeepers being a part of the state fair is tremendously strong. In the past few years, they've invited in the American Honey Queen to the fair, of interest to beekeepers and the public.
You know, when she is at the state fair, sales of honey go through the roof. You know, anytime we have the American Honey Princess or the Queen, the sales for the State Bee Association go up at the state fair.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We continue our follow-up report today with state apiarist Tammy Horn Potter on progress in general with beekeeping and honey production. Interest evidenced by activities at county and regional beekeeping groups continues to grow. As we mentioned earlier, more of them want to compete or exhibit at the state fair. For smaller or newer beekeepers with smaller honey production, they recently created a black jar competition.
We started that in 2015, and it's been enormously popular because beekeepers, first of all, they have to paint the outside of their jar black so that the judge can't be swayed by color or swayed by those air bubbles I just mentioned or anything like that. Then also, if one enters into the black jar contest, they just have to provide one jar instead of four.
And in this category, the winner is selected on taste alone. Hope you get to the state fair. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.